It's time for another Dad Joke Friday on The Tracy Show, brought to you by Prairie View Senior Living. Now, here are the stars of the show, Heath Rodke and Greg Carlson.
You betcha. Dad Joke Friday back for another edition, and we are excited for it today. Greg Carlson joins me from Tracy in his office down at Tracy Insurance. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning, Heath. Happy Friday.
Yes, happy Dad Joke Friday. Let's get it going. I'm going to start it off today because yesterday, you know, I had my birthday, right?
Yeah, yeah.
When I was young, I was poor, and after years of struggle, I'm glad to say I'm no longer young.
yeah, that's true. Well, I was thinking the other day, Heath, if laziness was an Olympic sport, I have one of my kids who'd come in fourth.
Oh, fourth, huh?
Yeah, that way he wouldn't have to walk up to the podium.
That's true. Oh, yep. Hey, what's the difference between a fly and a bird?
A fly and a bird.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, a bird can fly, but a fly can't bird.
Logic, of course. Yeah. Here's a good one. One of my kids asked me to explain women to him.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so I bought him an Xbox game for his PlayStation.
Yeah, right. That's a good one. I like that. Hey, why did the crab cross the street?
Oh, I don't know why.
No, I should have said, how did the crab cross? No. Oh. Hang on. Take two. All right. Why did the crab cross the road?
Why did the crab cross? I don't know why.
He didn't. He took the sidewalk.
Oh, all of that.
All of that for that. Yeah, sorry about that.
Oh, well, I'm feeling a little bit down on, honestly, I thought I'd win the giant butterfly competition.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I even told everyone I'd win, me and my big moth.
Oh boy. I think both of those deserve one of this.
Oh man, not our best stuff today. We're not on it.
I guess not. Hey, I made a paper airplane the other day and threw it, but it just hovered in one spot like a helicopter.
Crazy.
Yeah, that was like, duh, I made it out of stationary.
Oh, boy. I don't know if I ever told you this, Heath, but Christina's favorite song is Ain't No Sunshine by Bill Withers. You know that one?
Oh, yeah. I know that song.
Yeah. She reminds me every time it's on the radio. That's her favorite song.
And, oh, yeah.
Well, I usually reply with, I know.
That's a good one.
That's about a 4-minute I know part.
Yeah, it's for sure. Hey, what did the singing Cyclops wish for when he found a genie in the bottle?
Oh, boy. I don't know what.
Give me a second eye.
Can't blame him, can you?
No, I can't. Oh, boy. That's a good one. Uh-huh. It took me a second to get the beat to that song, too. I didn't know where it was going. Well, okay, you made up for your previous
Thank
one.
Thank you. Yeah,
no. There you go. Heath, what do you get when the sunrise bends over?
When the sunrise bends over, I'm not sure.
Well, the crack of dawn.
Crack of dawn, yeah. I should have known. Oh, boy. I had a gal who was telling me about meeting her boyfriend for the first time while he was working at the zoo.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she knew it right away. He was a keeper.
Of course, yeah. Oh, man, Heath, the big news yesterday, I was so proud of myself. I wore something yesterday that I got 5 years ago, and it still fit.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was a pair of socks, but still, let's try and stay positive here.
Hey, you take the little victories is what you take.
Exactly.
Hey, why do boxers always ruin every joke?
Oh, I don't know why.
They always know the punchline.
Ooh.
Hey. Ooh.
I don't know if you know this, Heath, but jellyfish have survived for 650 million years despite not having brains.
Oh, no kidding. I didn't know that.
Yeah, it really gives hope to a lot of people.
That's true. Hey, what do you call a book club that's been stuck in the same book for a long, long time, Greg?
Oh, I don't know what.
Church.
Okay, got that one. Well, Christina and I are going to a Jamaican-themed party.
A Jamaican-themed party? Wow.
Yeah, she told me that she wants to... hold on. She told me she wants her hair braided.
Oh?
But I'm dreading it.
Oh, boy. So, you know, everybody's kind of picking things out of their gardens right now.
Yeah.
How do you measure how heavy a red hot chili pepper is?
Measure. I don't know how.
Give it away now.
I wouldn't have guessed that one either. But,
yeah. Oh. Love it.
Oh man. Yeah. We got a good musical selection here today.
Yeah. Right.
Heath, what do you call a sketchy Italian neighborhood?
A sketchy Italian neighborhood. I'm not sure.
The spaghetto.
The spaghetto. Oh, boy. Hey, I don't know. Have you ever been to the Doritos farm?
No, I haven't.
It's a really cool ranch.
Heath, what happened to the cow that jumped over the barbed wire fence?
Oh, boy, I'm not sure.
Utter destruction.
Oh, no. Poor cow. Oh, boy. I've got a buddy, Greg, who shoplifts kitchen utensils.
Oh, okay.
And I told him, like, get him in quite the big trouble. He said, that's a risk I'm willing to take.
Oh, boy. Heath, what genre is the national anthem?
What genre is the national anthem? I'm not sure.
Oh, country music.
Oh, of course it is. That makes sense. Hey, why do astronomers hate vegetarian restaurants?
Why do astronomers hate vegetarian restaurants?
Yeah.
I don't know.
They need something a little meatier.
Oh, man. Okay, last one I have today, Heath.
All right.
You had a gardening joke, so I'm going to throw one in there, too. I thought Christina's joke about gardening was a dud.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, but then it started to grow on me.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. The Tracy Show's Dad Joke Friday, brought to you by Prairie View Senior Living.